I would look to my hand and see a vein blow up. Amen. Or see it in my hand blow up. And I didn't bump anything or nothing like that. And I looked at that. I said, I see you. Hallelujah. The devil is a lie. Hallelujah. Because, you know, you'll start, if you contemplate on it too long, if you think about it too long, your belly, hallelujah, right in your belly, you begin to get a like a sick feeling, like this can't be happening. Oh, God, this can't be. Hallelujah. I've been talking about this and testifying. I've been telling my friends. You know, you tell your friends on your job. You tell them, and then you come in the next day limping. The devil is a lie. Hallelujah. And I began to look at that situation. I said, no, Satan. I see this, hallelujah, but I don't see it. Hallelujah. I said, by the stripes of Jesus, I was healed. Hallelujah. I was healed. And I began to pray in the Holy Ghost. See, when you know Jesus has baptized you, hallelujah, you can draw it anytime. Hallelujah. It ain't nothing about you need no music. You need no partner. When you know Jesus has baptized you with the Holy Ghost, you can draw out of your belly at any time and pour it out on that situation and begin to rejoice. Well, I looked at that situation and I took a deep breath and I said, Sunday umbo set anda kiriandi umbo she ba 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 yeah li anda lo lo basiki anana anana mashi anana mohori yeah tikambo she anana mase eh boshi anana anana basha. I began to pray in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. My arm didn't change. My finger didn't change. But I began to rejoice. Hallelujah. And you know what? I rejoiced so much I didn't even look at it no more. Hallelujah. And it was gone before. I don't even know when it left. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, God, when we understand the reality of Jesus and what he has done for us and why he did it for us, hallelujah, he didn't leave us in this earth realm defenseless. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. We're not looking for any physical means of escape. We're not looking at horses and chariots. We're looking at God. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. But what does the word of God say? They are mighty through God. Hallelujah. Woo! And mighty God don't show up unless it's something mighty to do. Oh, glory to God. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Mighty God don't manifest himself unless it's something mighty to do. Ah, yes, sir. Hallelujah. Mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. What are strongholds? Everything pretending to be bigger than God. Oh, yeah, it'll magnify itself, act like it's bigger than God, act like it's bigger than God's word, act like it's bigger than you even, hallelujah. But you can look at that thing, hallelujah. You can look at that thing, and I say, I come in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The same God. See, when we read this Bible, you look at how mighty God's hand is. The same God. The same God shows up because of Jesus. When he said it is finished, hallelujah. We're not designed to struggle. We choose to struggle. We're not designed to struggle. We choose to struggle. That's not our DNA. Once we are born again, struggle is no longer in us. We take struggle on. We dress ourselves in struggle. But the Bible say, put on the garments of praise. It's a choice. Hallelujah. Ephesians 5, 17 more minutes. Ephesians 5. I don't know about you, but everything I see in this Bible, I'm ready to live. Because Jesus was the perfect sacrifice. See, you got to keep reminding yourself, Jesus was the perfect sacrifice. once and for all. Hallelujah. Ephesians 5. Are you with me? Bless the name of our God. Ephesians 5 says, my God. All right, you read verses 1 through 14, 13 on your time. I'll read the first verse. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also have loved us and hath given himself for us an offering, a sacrifice to God for us, for a sweet-smelling Savior. Then it went on to list everything that was unrighteousness. And we're going to look at here, verse 14. It says, wherefore he saith, awake, thou that sleepeth, and arise from the dead, and who?
Christ
shall give thee what? Light. The reality of Jesus is available to us when we awaken, amen, we awaken out of our sleepy state, hallelujah, and arise from the dead. In other words, arise from the place where you look like the dead.